Welcome to NFL versus the spread. My name's Cab Manning. I'm from the Lingus Mafia podcast. All my nonsense is at Lingus Mafia, and I am with Mr. Billy Body, whose stuff is at lockbetting.com and SGP Soccer on Twitter. Billy Boy, we had a horrible fucking week this last week, and I broke my streak of locks of the week.
Yep, and I broke my streak of winning weeks for my clients. Yeah. So I had seven winning weeks in a row, and I really shit the bed. Your lock lost, my lock lost because it's the same as your lock. I should have played the Thursday game as a lock because I could never double lock alongside you. There were other games that I liked, but yeah, even if I had given that out as a lock, it wouldn't have made a difference. I gave it out as an official play, and then the profits that we had from that game, we just ate away at it with some bad picks. Falcons, Colts on the money line, bad props, bad parlays. I had a big parlay with two losers in it, Bengals and who was the other one?
Browns,
that's it, yeah. Yeah, the worst possible week. Not only was the first week losing week, but it was big as well. Like everything came crashing down. So yeah, looking to bounce back. We still have seven winning weeks out of eight. So 7-1, you're 7-1 in your lock. So I think if you win your lock, it's a good sign for the way the whole week's going to play out.
Yeah, that's so far that's the ride right now. Where if I hit my lock, we have a good week. Since I've only missed the lock one time. So let's get back on the right track now. These things happen.
It's not, some of this stuff is not the shit you want to see when you want to get back on track. Like, I was looking through it, and yeah, I'm not.
They're not easy.
Not at all.
No, there's a couple where I'm like, I go, there's a nice little, this is one of those weeks where I don't tell people you should be betting on every game. This is pick your spots. And see what's going on. So the first one is on Thursday, and that's the Jets against the Colts. And like you've taught me, you say, you know, when a team wins, it changes things. Like if one team wins, one team loses, people overreact and do things. However, this is, the Jets are getting 10.5 going into the Colts. I'm always terrified when it's these larger numbers because you would say, all right, this should be. But the other problem here is you don't know about that new quarterback, White. He hasn't done anything. This is like the first time he played and he lit everybody on fire. So is that a bullshit or do they know now what to look out for with him and will they, you know, do better? Because Indy isn't some pushover, but 10.5? This one freaks me out. You know what, though? If I had to bet this one, which I would not, I would take the Colts and give the 10.5.
Yeah. I don't think this one's really that difficult. It's not one of the ones I had lined up as my difficult ones. For me, this is a crossover of things. Carson Wentz gave that game away. This team were up 14-0 against Tennessee.
Carson Wentz is Carson Wentz. Do you see that? He's in the end zone dying, and he throws the ball like with two hands up in the air. It's like retarded shit. And I'm like, yeah, this is why he's who he is.
It's absolutely unnecessary to give that away. I mean, that all he had to do is get rid of that ball and play the next down. But yeah, he gives him a touchdown. Then he goes up the other end and scores. Then they get the ball back in overtime and he throws a fucking interception. First of all, they didn't get a call, which was a blatant pass interference. Then they have a turnover of possession. They punt it back and then they get the ball back as well. And they're about to win the game. They're into their territory, right? Mm-hmm. They only need about another 10, 15 yards for an easier field goal. And he throws an interception, which ends up with Tennessee winning the game without Derrick Henry on the field, by the way. So I don't think they're going to be a force now for the rest of the season. So I think they've done enough to win a division because they have this gap. But I do think Colts, even at 3-5, will be looking at a way of closing this gap. And they shouldn't really be 3-5. They're a better team than that. So I think them coming off a loss this week, they'll be looking at this as a get-right game. I think Wentz will look better, especially after he's solely responsible for that loss. I mean, they did lose a 14-0 lead. And again, that doesn't fall down to Wince entirely. The coaching was terrible. He just kept going for six instead of taking three. Like, you could be 17-0 up. You had another chance. You could have been 20-0 up. You take it a couple of field goals. No, I'm going to keep going for six. And then, you know, you're 14-0 up and then you're tied. So this is bad coaching, bad decisions, bad quarterbacking. I think all of that gets reversed here. And the Jets coming off a win, I hate them coming off a win. They're not a team that are going to put together back-to-back win or anywhere near an extra respectable win total. They're going to be getting a decent draft pick next year. So, yeah, I think they're going to get smashed here by over 20.
Okay. So going into Sunday, here's a weird one for me too, and it's Atlanta going into the Saints. Any other time we would say the Saints without even thinking twice about it. And still the Saints are giving 6 points here. I think I'm going to take Atlanta with those points. It is a division game. It worries me that New Orleans is home. However, they don't know if Taysom Hill is ready to play yet. As far as I know, I don't know if he's playing or not, which I still don't think he's some world beater. I think he's good for a couple trick plays here and there. But now it's somebody who could go in there and dominate Tom Brady, but I don't know if they could dominate Matt Ryan and the Atlanta Falcons. So with 6 points and no Sheamus Winston in there, Mr. ACL, who dances in the fucking locker room after he's got his knee torn up, which is very nice. And I totally thought Andy Dalton would end up going there. But the fucking head trust of the Bears are morons, and they think they're still going to win this season. So they didn't trade anybody. I think Dalton with Sean Payton would have been perfect. I will take Atlanta and take those 6 points, though.
I'm just going to do the opposite of everything that I should do with this team now.
when it comes to Atlanta or New Orleans or both?
Both, really, but mainly Atlanta. I took them this week as a stronger play because the Panthers looked like their season had just completely derailed.
Yep.
They didn't know what was going on with their quarterback. Their defense wasn't tight anymore. McCaffrey, they don't look the same team without him. They look like they're just trying to get by until he comes back, and maybe if they win a game or two, which they have now won a game, they may be in some sort of position to still make a playoff run if he can get back soon enough. But yeah, Atlanta then just don't do anything. They put up 10 points in that game. So I don't really understand what to do with this team.
I don't either. So, they're a stay away from. I've always said this year, anytime I pick them, they lose. Anytime I pick against them, they win. I can't figure them out at all.
Yeah, I took them away to the Giants earlier. I think that was one of the times where I cashed with them. But here, I'm going to take the Falcons. Everything's telling me to take New Orleans and not to take the Falcons because they lost last week. So I'm just going to go the opposite. This week I can see New Orleans being worse because this is a divisional game and they've just beaten the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and got themselves all the way up for that.
Yeah.
And then you can see that the Falcons then getting themselves up for this divisional game. I don't know who's going to win it, but I'll just take those 6 points.
Okay. Buffalo goes into Jacksonville, and Buffalo is giving 15 points here. Buffalo was another one I lost on. Oh, no, I did win. They covered barely at the very end. And I was like, what's going on here where some of these teams, they can't pull away when they're supposed to be killing people. I think we give a lot of credit to these teams too much. 15 is a lot to me. I think people settle down, and I think they relax in that backdoor kind of stuff. I think that kind of happens, and that's what scares me. 15, more than two touchdowns. You know what? Everything says not to, but I'll go with Jacksonville and take 15.
Yeah, I think 12, anywhere between 12 to 17. I think these lines get covered more often, obviously, at home because the road team just wants it to be done. And then the home team, you know, keeps scoring for the home crowd. on the road, I think it's tougher. Obviously, Jacksonville don't have a big home advantage because they don't have a lot of people that come there. But I just feel last week, Buffalo have covered some big spreads, but they've covered them late and they've been lucky too.
Mm-hmm.
I think here they'll start to maybe look ahead, and I think Jacksonville will try to avoid as much as they can being beaten by 15 at home, because last week was a game where Jacksonville had a chance of winning. Without Russell Wilson there, you would think that everybody has a chance to beat Seattle, but yeah, they got absolutely blown out.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think you can be that bad this week. Otherwise, you've got to be looking at changing this coach like in the middle of the season, unless they're just now tanking towards number one pick.
Yeah, it could definitely be. I don't even know if it's tanking. I just don't think they have enough talent. It's a rookie quarterback, and, you know, it's all that growing stuff. This next game is, I'll tell you who I got to pick right off the bat, and it is Cleveland going into Cincinnati. Cincinnati's giving 2.5 points here. When Billy and I were talking about this season before it started, and you were saying, I don't know if Cincinnati could win more than 3, and I said, well, I think they'll get one from the Browns, and Billy laughed at me. This is the game that they take it from the Browns. So I'm remembering from before the season started that they will take one from the Browns. This is the one they will take from the Browns. The Browns are in disarray and, like, dysfunction, and they're talking about cutting OBJ now and him he was going to go possibly New Orleans. There was going to be a trade, but they're talking about just outright cutting him. OBJ's father is talking shit to Baker Mayfield, and they're like, how they're wasting OBJ's career. It's. I said when they traded for this guy, don't do it. This guy is not worth it. It's one of those, you know, diva wide receiver bullshit with him. Give me the ball. Who needs it? You don't need this aggravation. And when he didn't play, they seemed to do better, because you're not forcing a ball to somebody because you're going to hear from his fucking mouth on the sideline. So I'm going with Cincy here.
Imagine he was paired up with a Rodgers or a Brady or somebody like that.
But I don't know if that would... you know what? Maybe with either of those guys, because they have crazy respect and he ain't going to tell them shit. You've had, like, when you seen where... Brady's had those couple, like Moss or somebody. Nobody opens their fucking mouths, because there's a lot of fucking... Yeah, Brown doesn't say shit. Brown fucking stays at Tom's house. Fucking yes, massa. He don't say shit, because when somebody is a fucking superstar, Rodgers or Brady, they bow down. They're not going to dare to open their fucking mouths to certain guys. And there are the certain ones they could push the fuck around. Daniel Jones, he pushed the fuck out of him. Baker Mayfield, when in some fucking superstar, he could push him around. He ain't doing it to the big boys. He wouldn't have done it to Breeze either over there. He could do it to Winston. And it's, you know, get in their head. Come on, give me the ball. Come on, I'm open. And then the guy's going to be like, oh, fuck, I got to force it here because, you know, he's going to, you know, I'm going to hear it from him, so I'm going to try to put it there anyway. Nope, fuck that. Not with a big boy. But with these teams, yeah. So... He would have to go to a team that is ready to go and has superstar, like you're saying, either Packers or, you know, Tampa, shit like that. And you know, that's all they would go there to is to win, because they would take, like, no money to be there. So they'd be like, I just want to win. I'll do whatever you say. But here, I'll take the Bengals and give 2.5 points here. I think they're pretty embarrassed after they lose to the Jets, because people had them on a high pedestal. Oh, best team in the AFC, number one seat. And then you lose to the Jets. So I think they'll want to get themselves back.
Yeah, I mean, I've got this circled as well. Browns have scored 17 points or less in 4 of their last 5 games, and their defense only really looked good against Denver in the last 4. Cleveland's offense... terrible, broken, injury to Baker Mayfield, Pro Bowl right tackle Jack Conklin out of this game. They can't run here on the Bengals, and if they can't run here on the Bengals, they can't win. Odell Beckham distraction. Yeah, I just think this is a bounce back for the Bengals as well. I like it even more coming off that loss. And the Browns, they're just not anywhere near as good as they thought we'd be this season. And I don't even think the Ravens are great. But they've got this division now. I think obviously the Bengals are in it, but I think they'll fall short of the Ravens. But I don't think the Browns are in it anymore. I think their season's done. This injury has cost them. They're losing all their running backs. It's the other distraction. They're going to fall apart now, Browns style.
Yeah. Pittsburgh, this is on... I don't know why this show's for Sunday. You know what's funny is I'm going down this list, and I'm on Caesar Sportsbook. And I don't know why that's on there, because that is for Monday. And I'm like, we haven't gone through all the games, have we?
No. There's a lot. There's a couple of even 6 o'clock games that we're missing. So
yeah. Okay. Let me see. So let me go to an app instead, because I'm like, where'd this go? All of a sudden, it's at the bottom now. So I'll go to the standard. What we do? Okay. Hold on. Let's get there. Okay. NFL. The regular bets. Okay. This is, we will have the Cowboys and the Broncos. And the Cowboys are at home. Cowboys are giving 10 to the Broncos, who had just given away Von Miller. Pretty much paid for draft picks, because they're paying his salary, $9 million, but they're getting two draft picks. Here. What's that?
I've only got 8.5 here. This is really the first game where we differentiate.
Okay, yeah. On mine, it's for ESPN, says 10. Geez, at 8.5, I'm happy to take the Cowboys.
Yeah, I was going to take them anyway, because they haven't... ATS, they're 100% this year.
And they're at home, and it's against a Broncos who are a mess, and they give away people. That's 8 points, if you could find that. For people over in America.
8.5, yeah. I mean, this is the thing. Like, last week, it just got worse and worse. Like, I landed with Green Bay and then was losing stuff on Sunday. And then very quickly before the lines change, I got, like, this update on my app. And it was like, Dak's not going to play. And the line was just sitting there at 3.5. So I immediately pushed it out to my clients. And then when the game started, it was only 4.5. So he's only moved a point for him not playing. And I figured, like, that I wanted to get down on this even more. For my clients, I didn't, because it's irresponsible. But personally, yeah, I took another 50 on it, because I figured this is easy. Like, Minnesota need the win, and they haven't got their quarterback there. It's still under a touchdown. This is an opportunity to get right. And they fucking lost the game. They lost the game outright. I couldn't believe that's how bad it was. But how bad is this team? I mean, Kirk Cousins on primetime, that's a real thing.
You know the game he won on primetime?
No.
Chicago.
All right.
Of course.
I just think Dallas are good and very balanced and put together. So, yeah, I'm going to just take them to win this.
Okay.
By more than... or more than whatever you have.
Ten's
a key number, so I don't know if I'd play 10, but yeah. 8.5, yeah.
The Texans are going to the Dolphins. I guess they're going to show Deshaun Watson around and say this is where you're going to be next year. And Miami's favored by 6.5. If Taylor plays, I would take Houston. But from what it says so far, there is no indication that he is playing, so I will take Miami with the 6.5. I am not jumping up and down about this. They're home. That is the only benefit. If this was at Houston, possibly I would change, even though there's 4 people at the Houston Stadium, so it doesn't really matter too much. But I'll give the 6.5 and take Dolphins.
Yeah, I really like this game, because if you're definite that he's not playing, then I'll definitely take the Dolphins. I thought the 6.5 factored in that he was playing, because I would think this would be closer to 10 or even more if he wasn't. But maybe that's just because the Dolphins have been so bad this season, so bad that I'm worried they could finish bottom of the division below the Jets, which last week you just said, no way that would happen. But yeah... I'm reading here. Doesn't say whether he's playing or not.
Yeah, he was. I'm looking right now at it, and it says they have him from the hamstring for a return from injured reserve on Wednesday. So just to, like, come back to practice, they have not – they said he's slated to play or to practice. So I think that's what we would tell people if he's going to play, you know, yeah. But at this point, it's the veteran quarterback is expected to retake the starting job from Mills when he is able to play. This was from last week, though. So they have not updated it. This is from last week. It's interesting. Actually, this one's the flat. Yeah, this is for playing against the Rams.
I'm gonna take Miami. This could be a lock. This could have been a lock if I could get any real information on this, but I can't. And to me, that seems like a line where he would play. I just think all the lines have been double digits, and suddenly there would be a single digit underdog on a week where he's not playing. Doesn't really away from home. Doesn't make any sense. But I don't know. We'll see. If he's not playing, this seems like a gift because they can't score any points. Like they can't. They won't be able to score more than. I can't see them scoring 14 on Miami's. Miami's defense is supposed to be decent, but I don't know. We'll see. I think Miami hung in there with Buffalo last week. Then Buffalo did end up covering, but I think Miami are okay to cover this. Yeah. We'll see. We'll see if he's playing before I do anything. Like, I'm not going to put this as a lock. I'm just going to wait and see.
Yeah. Okay. The Raiders, who have one disaster happen after another this year, this is rough because they're traveling across the country. And this is more so than what the coach problem was. Did you hear all the details of this car crash?
He was drunk.
Yeah, he was drunk. He was going 156 miles an hour. It was like 120 something when the airbags blew out. And he had a fucking loaded gun in the car. And he killed someone. I'm like, he's gone for a very long time. They said 2 to 20 years if he's convicted. How can you not be convicted? You're drunk and you crash into somebody. You're convicted.
How is it 2 to 20 years? Like, why is it, you know, normally
that's
you
the
get
space.
Like,
yeah, that's what they could choose from. It's like mandatory of two.
8 to 12.
Yeah.
Like, something like that makes sense.
Yeah, like at the least he's getting 2, but it could be 20. I'm like, holy fuck.
Well, he's black, so you add 5, so it starts at 7.
Let's call it even.
Start at 7.
God, I think I would take, this is only -3 for Vegas. And I think it's that low because of all this shit. And otherwise it'd be higher, I think. So
I got 2.5 for this, but
That's even better. I mean, shit. I'm stuck at that 3 where you could win by the field goal. So if you could find 2.5, I'm all over that one.
Yeah. I mean, Giants aren't good at home and the Raiders haven't really been affected by this shit. Well, the week Gruden went, they went and destroyed Denver, so
yeah, but that's not having a player, you know? The player actually helps you. Like, I mean, he's throwing to Ruggs at least.
Yeah, he's throwing to Ruggs, and Ruggs has had a lot of receptions this year, but I don't know. You say it's not a player, but it's still stuff that affects you. It's still stuff you're dealing with. A whole new coach with a whole different, you know, philosophy. I mean, these guys are top of the AFC West, which everybody's talked this year about the Chargers. You know, the Chiefs were the favorites to win the Super Bowl this year, and they're top of that. That's sort of being overlooked how well the Raiders have done. Yeah, every week we get a decent line in the Raiders. Like they're always, you know, either 3 or 2 or an underdog. I mean,
disrespected for sure.
Yeah, when they won the first game without Gruden, that was a surprise to people. And then the week after that, they were only laying 3 at home to the Eagles. And I was like, geez, that's not enough. Mm-hmm. And I think the same here. I think they'll win this.
The only thing I'm like, I always think, like, oh, distraction, this and that. I'm like, do you think during their sessions and their practice, they're sitting there just pining and thinking of rugs? They're not. You're focused on your fucking job. I don't understand when people are like, oh, this happened. I'm like, they're not even going to be thinking about that while they play. You got too much. You got a guy trying to kill you. You're going to be thinking of that? Patriots go into the Panthers. And this is only 3.5 that they're given to the Panthers. I'm taking the Patriots here. And unless I don't know that McCaffrey's back, I'm easily taking the Patriots here.
Yeah, there's an overreaction off them winning last week against Atlanta. The Patriots won. Panthers are getting 3.5, right?
The Panthers are getting 3.5, yes.
I still think if they hadn't won last week, it would have been more. But the same, I think it's kind of leveled itself out. I think this would have been 3.5 anyway. Patriots had lost last week, like was expected, and then the Panthers had lost last week, then I still think it would have been around about the same with them coming off two losses, but they're coming off two wins. So I think it balances itself out. Patriots going on the road 2 weeks in a row and winning is difficult to take. I would not bet this game. I'll take Patriots, but I'm not interested in betting this game. Okay. I think it's what is that?
The Bills are going to the Jags. We already went over that one going through this list here because it's all out of order for me. The Vikings going into the Ravens. And Baltimore is -6 here. I really like that, to tell you the truth. I don't believe in the Vikings for shit. And now them being on the road here too, they lost to, as we said, the guy who looks like Andy Dalton, Rush for Dallas. So I think the Ravens are going to kill them, to tell you the truth. And this is only six points, so I take Baltimore.
I got 5.5, but between 5.5 and 6 is not much difference. It's when it's key numbers like that. 8.5 and 10 was a difference maker. I agree. Ravens off a bye.
Mm-hmm.
The game before the bye, they were embarrassed at home against a divisional rival. This is a non-conference road game for the Vikings playing this AFC team away. Last week, massively failed at home to the Cowboys. And in some of this, we've said we've taken teams that failed last week and took them to bounce back. But I don't think this Vikings team are good enough to bounce back, because in all of those other games, teams were in spots where, you know, that they could have had a, you know, they're expected to bounce back, and we said that they will. Mm-hmm. Here it's like you're playing a team that are just better than you, and you're very like disjointed, and they're coming off a bye week and a bad loss, and yeah, it'd be unacceptable, I think, for the Ravens to lose this game. And then the number is just, it's just about a number. You pick the winner and it's about the number. And I always think, like, if it's under a touchdown, it doesn't bother me at all.
Tell me if this is the biggest overreaction of the week. Chargers and Eagles. Chargers are giving 1.5 points.
What have I got here?
I think this is crazy.
I got 2.5. So, for Eagles 2.5, but one and a half's better. Off that loss at home, this team don't have a home advantage at all. Yeah, it's the traveling and everything, but yeah. I always feel like, you know, whatever the line is at home would be the same as a neutral field, and then obviously traveling away from home, you give a few points to the home team. But they're basically saying here that the Eagles and the Chargers are not that far apart in ability with this line. And if this was played on a neutral field, the Chargers would be favorites by 4.5 points. If this was the Super Bowl, the Chargers would be favorites by 4.5 points against mm-hmm. Philadelphia. That's ridiculous. That doesn't make any sense at all.
The only thing I could think is that it's a morning game for an LA team, because it's like 10 in the morning, you know? So
there is that. It's like traveling west to east. But no, I don't think it I think, again, this is one of those games off a loss. Like last time we spoke about Minnesota off a loss, but they're playing a much better team. Mm-hmm. Here, it's a team off a loss playing a team that are not as good as them. And the Eagles, win this week or they win last week?
They won this week. They killed Detroit, where we all had our hot take of Detroit was going to get their first win.
Yeah. And this coach, this Sirianni, I don't think he'll win 2 weeks in a row here. And it's different as well coming home, like mm-hmm. where now you've got that away game, that win away from home. It's almost like more easier for them to sort of prepare and get away from the shitty Eagles fans who hate you and are like, want you gone already, mm-hmm. which a lot of, and now you have to come back home and play for them. So I think it's more of a situation. I think last week you can get away from it and focused more on the game. This week, there's almost an expectation for them to win, at least, especially with your home supporters when you see this line. Yeah, I think this is one of the gifts this week in there with Chargers, Raiders, Ravens. I'm looking at those ones as games that I'm actually interested in betting in, mm-hmm. as opposed to these other games where, you know, we just have to pick them all and we look at them and go, it's pretty rough week for one of those pools where,
yeah.
you know, you're fixing and you're thinking, oh, I can go 8 and how many games is there? 11? Yeah, I can go like, you know, where you're looking at and go, oh, I think I can go 8-3 or have a good week or whatever. I'm not thinking that at all. I'm thinking there's 4 or 5 games here that I'm going to bet. And then there's 6 games here I'm just going to leave.
Here it is, the Packers and the Chiefs. Yesterday it was even, which I would have jumped all over the Packers and said, well, I think they're going to win flat out. And I said, watch, this will be the game the Chiefs have a breakout and kill somebody. You know, you never know. They're supposed to be good. It's 7.5 now. Like we were talking earlier, we're like, I think they're going to run the ball like crazy, the Packers. And we know the Chiefs have a hard time stopping that, keep the ball away from Mahomes, even though Mahomes hasn't done anything good. 7.5, I think I'll take the Packers with 7.5, but I think the Chiefs will win. Depends how bad Love is. I mean, God knows Blake Bortles is signed, for God's sake.
Yeah, I don't know what to do with this game, really. I've never seen Love like play.
It's bad. I mean, I've seen these preseason things because, you know, I'm busy with Midwest shit, and it wasn't good. So here is what you're going to see about with LaFleur coaching, all that kind of stuff, you know?
Aaron Jones is going to be running the ball.
Oh, yes. They're going to try to lighten up this kid's, you know, shit as much as possible. But, I mean, the kid was the entire offseason. Obviously, Rodgers wasn't there. He was doing everything, preseason, everything. So he has had a lot of time with people. Now it's a matter of, okay, well, is he going to be any good? We're going to find out.
Well, last week, you would look at the total here, because if Green Bay are going to start running the ball on most of downs, then is this going to get to 50 points like the total is? Because the Chiefs only put up 20 against the Giants this week.
Yeah.
So do you think that this one can get to 50 points? How does it get to 50 points if it's a short game?
I can't imagine it gets to 50 points, because I don't think Kansas City's going to score a ton, and I don't think the Green Bay's barely going to score.
Mm. Yeah, you know? So that's the best way to bet this game.
Yeah, I think you stay away from the main line there. Cardinals going into the 49ers. I don't know how bad Limpy is with the ankle injury. I don't know if it's a high ankle sprain or what, but, you know, sprain, they tape it up.
That's why I thought it was 11 games, because I don't have a line for this. That's why I was counting.
For me, it's 1 point Arizona giving. Only one. And the 49ers. So I will easily take the Cardinals here to cover 1 point.
I read that he's going to miss the game. So I'm going to
really?
Yeah, I mean, I that's what I said, that he could. I read that he could be out, or he's pretty banged up. So,
that's interesting, because, God, if they already had said that, I think this line switches to the other side.
Plus, the 49ers 49ers won last week, and
it's that bullshit, though. I mean, they were losing. It was the Bears lost the game. I don't think the 49ers won it. It was one of those.
I called that loss for the Cardinals about 3 weeks ago. I said, when you look ahead, mm-hmm. I said if they beat the Browns,
yeah.
the week I locked up the Browns, I said if they beat the Browns, then 100% bet them to lose to the Packers.
You do,
and even with the I didn't even know about the injuries at the time, but it was still last week. I was like, all right, maybe not the money line, but definitely the 6.5. I actually even started so well because I even told you the receivers and everything that they would give it to, how they would run the ball. And it was like, if you turn the podcast off there, I would have sounded
just turn it off at that point. I don't know what the hell AJ Green was doing. We threw the ball and he thought it was a run or something. They never even talked to him after. I'm like, I wanted to find out what the hell he thought was going on, because that was the most bizarre. I'm like, the game ends that way? That's no fun. I'm like, after all that drama, this is what the fuck happens? The Titans and the Rams. Now, old King Henry is probably out for the entire year.
Mm-hmm.
Now they got Von Miller. The Rams are favored by 7.5. And you know what? I will give that 7.5, and I will take the Rams.
Yeah, I think there's got to be like a psychological hurdle to overcome here, because the whole season has changed. That was such a go-to move. It was like, we're going to give it to Henry this many times.
And the whole defense has to change just constantly with the run, constantly with run, so it opens up that pass. Now it's, well, they signed Adrian Peterson. Let's see how much he got in the tank. I mean, it's not Henry.
No, but it's not Henry. It's not like these 100-yard games that you're getting from him, which when you're getting those yards per carry as well, it makes so much difference to your offense. And now you're relying on Tannehill and a guy like coming out of his limb room. So
is there odds on, does Peterson finish the game? Because I would take those that he will not.
No, there's nothing like.
See, because I bet you hamstring. Watch for this. Because Sherman, same thing, hamstring. I'm like, everyone's with the hamstring as soon as they come back.
Well, you can bet the total on the rushing yards when they're available. Mm-hmm. Bet on the under. That's the way you can do it. No, I'm going to take the Rams here. I think that they win this easy.
And the last one, this is Chicago going into Pittsburgh. And Pittsburgh is favored by 6.5. I actually like, you see what this total is? It's 40.
40.
Yeah. Yikes.
Under.
Yes, exactly. Pick the under. I will take Pittsburgh in this. God, 6.5 though, because I could see. Do they win by a touchdown? I mean, I don't know how they're really scoring. Mac is out again, which would have been nice, because Ben is a fucking statue. So that's really easy to get to if you have a pass rush. A lot of guys are out with Chicago, and there's no pass rush anymore. And then it's all Fields has to, I mean, unless Fields runs around, but defense is good for Steelers. Fuck it. I would take the Steelers and give the 6.5, but I would more so go for the under in this game.
Yeah, I agree. I don't like Steelers games. They've won away to Buffalo and Cleveland.
You don't know which one's showing up.
No, they've won away to Buffalo and Cleveland, and they've lost games they shouldn't have lost. I don't know anything about this team. I'm just going to take the points, but the total was what I had as the best play as well.
Okay. For our lock of the week now, oof. Let me see. There are 4 games I like. I like the Pats -3.5 against Carolina. I like Baltimore -6 versus Minnesota. I like the Chargers -1.5 against Phillies. And I like Arizona -1. So I'm going to go with the Chargers -1.5 against Philly. That's my lock.
Good. I like that one. And I'm going to go with Ravens -5.5, which is what I've got.
Okay.
As per usual, I will send you the verification because I'm on a different line, which is coming through to you now. And there is.
Okay, I got it. And it says 5.5 for you over there at your Sky Bet. Sky Bet for the UK. That's what he gets to bet on. So,
yeah, so that's. I was hoping you would leave that one for me because I can't see. It's one of those weird ones. I just can't see it any other way.
Yeah, you know what? It flashed in my head when I was reading them, like those games. You know, Minnesota has those fucking ball busting games, but I'm like, that's after a bye week with Harbaugh as a coach. After they got killed by the Bengals. No
what's
way.
Good, what I like about this week is not the slate, but with the locks this week, I got my top two split between us two.
Okay. That works.
So I've got those two as my one and two. I mean, behind that, there's still stuff that I like, and maybe when I look into it more a little bit. I mean, I've got a streak going on Thursday where I lost the first game of the season and now I've won seven in a row. I could be 7-1 on my locks this season if I played all my picks from Thursday night.
There you go. The Thursday night special.
Yeah.
So, all right, everybody, get out there, go make some money. Go check out all my nonsense that I do. It's all through my Twitter is @LingusMafia. You can find links to all my nonsense if you're into my nonsense. And all the Billy's nonsense is @lockbetting.com. And his Twitter is @SGPSoccer. If you want to say, I need some sports gambling advice, what do I do? And he's going to say, go to lockbetting.com, asshole. And I think asshole will be the nicest thing he says to you. So. All right.
Start of the month. So now you're getting the full month. You're getting billed for, 26 days from this point, which is much better. If you sign up in the middle of the month, yeah, you'll get half the month, but they'll bill you. Plus, there's so much stuff coming up as well. We've got NBA every day with NBA props as well. We're in the middle of the NFL season. We've got Champions League that just happened this week. There's another Champions League week. There's international soccer. There's normal soccer. There's tennis. What's the other thing I'm missing? Oh, UFC card and the Canelo fight the weekend as well. So it's a really good time to sign up. There's a lot of stuff this month. It's like 2 months in one.
Okay, I'm doing a big giveaway on my thing too, but all my information's on my Twitter. You could check it out if you're into wrestling. There's a lot of giving away 26 items to 11 winners. So that's where you go. All right, everybody, go out there, make that money.
He could go all the way.